Good morning, Carol. And Roy Keane, as we know, he doesn't tend to hold back when it comes to calling out any lack of effort or a lowering of his standards. He did that as a player, a manager, and he's doing it now as a pundit. And whatever you think about Roy Keane, the former Irish international, let's be honest, he's usually quite close to the truth. He's usually right, isn't he? Well, yesterday he delivered some home truths to his former club, Manchester United. They lost to Manchester City 4-1. He labelled the performance by the players as shameful and unforgivable. He believes there's something seriously wrong at the club. And for him, that lack of effort was the hardest thing to take. Here's a flavour of what he had to say on Sky Sports.
I don't know who's running that dressing room. We look at Maguire. Maguire's had a torrid time. And again today, crazy booking. Then you're thinking he might get sent off. Even the deflection, you're thinking, just even yourself, come out next to two or three yards. You drag the players up with you. Is he having battles with Ronaldo? Captaincy, all these issues. Egos come into it. You leave your ego at the front door. You leave that there. We only have a bit of ego to wake up, get out of your house in the morning. But these guys are just, it's all about how am I looking? Am I looking the part? Oh, you know, are my boots nice? How's my hair looking? Play the game. Yet Man United, you know, we're looking at the United fans behind the goal. You're looking, you're thinking, and they know, they're not daft. They're looking at this team we're supporting and we're fighting every week for. I've given up. They gave up. No excuses. But we'll hear a lot of rubbish over the next few days from players. We've heard it. There'll be statements, or guaranteed, the next few days. Sorry about that. We'll try better next week. I can tell you which lads will be making the statements through their teams and Twitter and all that rubbish. No, no, no. It's what you do on the pitch really interests me, not all the other garbage.
Yeah, that's Roy Keane. And I know we can kind of listen to that this morning. And, you know, it's quite funny at times, but in truth, they were completely outclassed yesterday. And there must be alarm bells going off at the moment because Arsenal are now fourth. They beat Watford 3-2. So United are fifth. They're a point behind Arsenal, but the Gunners now have three games in hand, and certainly looking real trouble now in terms of a top four place. Elsewhere, Celtic beat Livingston 3-1. They restore the lead, 3-point lead at the top of the SPL. In Gaelic games, what a great day, a great celebration of the club game at Croke Park yesterday. Sarsfields beat Oulart the Balloch to claim the AIB All-Ireland Club Camogie title. Second title for the Galway club in 3 years. Siobhan McGrath capped a very impressive display with 1 goal and 7 points. And she believes their storming start to this game was the foundation for the win. She's been speaking to Mike McCartney.
It's something we really targeted was we couldn't let them get a good start, and thank God, I suppose we kind of got an early lead, but we let them back into it. But thank God we clung on.
At half time, I was passing. I could hear the strong words coming from the dressing room. What was the instructions?
It was just to kind of stay doing what we were doing. Like, you know, we were 5 points up and we felt we were in a good position, but that we just had to stay attacking them and stay getting our scores. And thankfully, we did.
They got goals, you know, at the right time for them.
That's it, and that's out of the ballot for you. Like, you know, they're going to come back at you. And we knew, you know, you could be 9 points up against him and it's nothing, because they always come back, and that's what they did.
Yeah, that was an absolutely great battle. Great advertisement for the sport as well. St. Rhinas got the better of Salthill Knocknacarra in the intermediate side, and that's back-to-back wins now for the Banagher club. Limerick's wait for a first win in the Allianz Hurling League goes on. They drew with Clare yesterday. Waterford too strong for Tipperary. And another blow for Tip was the news that Shamey Callanan will be out for up to 6 weeks. He's broken a bone in his hand. Laois pipped Antrim by just a point. Huge win for Laois in terms of remaining in Division 1 for next season. Let's get some reaction, though, from that Waterford win. Stephen Bennett scored 116 of Waterford's 127 total in that 9-point victory against Tipperary. He spoke with Liam Ahern after the game.
Sometimes it just goes like that. But we know if we play to this level in 6 weeks' time, it won't be good enough. We won't be coming out of Munster, you know. So we have a huge 6 weeks ahead of us now to get the fitness levels up and get the heads right and a good bit to work on. So, yeah, look, we're treating the Tip match. Munster Championship is knockout now. We need to be ready for 6 weeks.
You scored a couple of sweet points yourself, one from the sideline on the far side and then a couple of long-range ones as well. I suppose conditions allowed for that maybe today, did it?
Yeah, exactly. Look, as I was saying, when you're scoring them, you're scoring from anywhere. And then, I suppose if you went up and seen me last week, I missed them from 25 yards out in front of the goal on my own. So, you know, it's just about keeping the head, I suppose, when things are going good and when they're going bad for you, and just kind of keep working hard, you know, what the management are trying to get us to do. So, yeah, happy enough.
Do you know what? I think the Munster Hurling Championship this year could be one of the best yet. And I'm not trying to you know, talk it up too much, but just there seems to be very little between the teams in Munster. It's going to be special. In Gaelic football, Galway maintain their unbeaten run in Division 2, 4-point victory over Offaly, and wins in Division 4 for Tipperary and for Cavan. In the Little Ladies Football League, wins for Mayo, Galway and Cork. Mayo will face Meath in the last four. Dublin will face Donegal. Both Rory McIlroy and Graham McDowell fell out of contention on the final day of the Arnold Palmer Invitational. They were tied 13th. Scotty Schieffer won that event. Jin Young Ko won the Women's World Championship event in Singapore. Leona Maguire also in 13th there. UCC Glanmire beat DCU Mercy to win the Misquote.ie Super League. Josh Moffat won the Mayo Rally. And finally, the world of sport, as we know, has been really dragged into the war in Ukraine. And over the weekend, we had another very disappointing sight. A Russian gymnast, Ivan Kuliak, wearing a national war symbol on his leotard. Now, he was standing next to a Ukrainian rival on the podium at a World Cup event in Qatar. He had the letter Z taped to his chest. And as we know, that letter has become a symbol of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. It can be seen painted on a lot of their military vehicles and worn by pro-war politicians. The matter is being investigated by officials, but from today, all Russian athletes in that sport and their officials have been suspended from international competition. That's your sport for now. Back to you, Carol.